Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Hey guys, I'm Kylie. I've been going to Oxley since three-year-old kinder, and I'm in year 11 currently. I've been going here to youth at Frontline since year 7 as well. Recently, God's been teaching me a lot about trust, like trusting Him, trusting others, but mostly trusting Him. As a kid, I grew up in a Christian family, and it was like a routine, sort of like Christianity was a routine. And it was more like, at first, it was my family's faith when I was too young to understand a lot. And growing up, I would just, every night, I'd go to bed, say my prayer, and it was always very structured. It was always like the same thing I would say every night. It went a little like, "Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for my friends and family. Please help anyone who's unwell to get better, and please forgive me for my sins. Amen." And when I was young, that was all right, I guess. But like growing up, I realized that I wasn't really thinking about what I was saying, and I was just reciting something that I'd committed to memory. And growing up, I had a family, friends, you know, everything was going well. I didn't have many struggles. So I didn't feel the need to really lean into God. He was there. I believed in Him. But I was like, nah, I've got it all down pat. But, as high school came and new people came, I was like one of the shy people. So I was like, you know, even though there's like more work and stuff, it'll be fine. I'll just stick with the people I already know. And, you know, everything will be all right. It not yet dawned on me that God was teaching me something. And as high school went on and friends turned away or left the school, worries started to build up. And this can become overwhelming at times, but the way I dealt with it was like it would come into my head and I'd just push it away. I'd be like, nah, mate, I'll deal with that later. So as I mentioned, I was one of the shy kids. I kept these things to myself. I didn't want to be known as the kid who just complained about things and was like, oh, it's too much work, or oh, people are annoying me. But, this isn't really the way to deal with it. As people would know, most people here would probably know from experience that pushing things away doesn't help and it just makes them build up. But looking back on the struggles, I realized that God was using them to teach me to trust Him. And really, since I didn't have a lot of struggles growing up, this was something that He did need to teach me. I didn't realize that earlier on. But yeah, He used this to develop my faith and to teach me to follow His plan for my life, even though I thought that I had it down pat for all those years. But I was really happy to realize that all the struggles weren't for nothing. And that, you know, it was because He wanted to teach me this. So I started out as somewhat stubborn and naive in my faith, thinking like, yeah, God, I believe in You, but I don't really want to go Your way. But I learned this, and I'm still learning today, that when things come your way, even if they're not what you expected, this is when you need to trust God. So now when worries come up, I no longer need to worry about them, but I can cast them onto God. Just like He says in 1 Peter 5:7, where it says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares for you." And so I still have a lot to learn, and there's a long way to go in developing my faith, because I believe this is an ongoing thing, a lifelong thing. And each day I can draw closer to God. A good friend of mine who's been by my side all these years since prep or something. she's been really good in keeping me accountable, in keeping my focus on God. And one time, she didn't know I was struggling at this time, but I felt God was using her in a life group one time. And she just said, "You can often go through struggles when you're doing something honourable for God. And this is when Satan tries to like stop you and knock you out of your path." And this really stuck with me because it was like something that really was applicable to my life at the time. And so it's like when you're struggling, that's when it's easy for Satan to get a foothold in your life and make you get distracted from the way that you should be going and what you are doing that's honourable to God. And when times get rough, it can be hard to trust God. But you know that he'll never fail you, and that you can receive blessing upon blessing when you go his way. I'll finish with a quote from the same friend from a really beautiful song. It's by Casting Crowns, and the song's called Just Be Held, and it really encourages me when I'm going through hardships. And just the chorus or a verse or something, it reads, your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Thank you. I'll pass on to Matt now.
Hey guys.
So if you don't know me, I'm Matt Smith from, yeah, it's from Doctor Who. And so I've been at Oxley since year two, and I've been attending Frontline Youth for 5 years. So a couple of weeks ago, Andy asked me to talk about what God is doing in my life. And, you know, I grasped the opportunity just because I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool. But on reflection, I'm like, what do I talk about? So I was praying about it and talking to my mum, and I got the theme of choices throughout my life. And I just feel like this is an awesome topic because it doesn't just affect my life. It affects everyone's on a day-to-day basis. So, there's always hard choices and easy ones, and I would like to share a few that have been in my life recently. So at the end of year 10, I looked back at the progress I'd made in my subject, and I realised that my results weren't as good as I'd hoped for. And it had come up to the time that I had to choose my subjects for year 11. And so I had the opportunity to pick up another year 12 subject because I was already doing year 12 biology. And I was going over this and wondering whether it was a good choice or not, and ended up picking up Texts and Traditions. It was challenging because it would mean that I would have to do more work in my already tight schedule, and I would have to increase my standard of work to achieve the score I was aiming for at the end of year 12. And I picked this up because I thought it was a more challenging path and it would stretch myself. And as a result, already I've improved in both year 12 subjects and all over in year 11 so far. Just after Easter as well, I got a new job with Heidi at Yarra Flats Bakery. So if you're down there, come along. So this often gets stressful for times busy in the day when a lot of people come in, especially for a beginner. And I found that the nights before my shift, I would get little sleep, and days prior to the shift, I would just be non-stop thinking about and stressing about what would happen. And before this point in my life, I'd never really suffered from anxiety, but I was starting to at this moment. And it went on for weeks, and during this time, I just kept it to myself because I thought, you know, I'm just nervous, but really I wasn't. It began to affect my emotional state and my work ethic at school and with my friends. And so I decided to share this with Mum one night. And then I knew I had the choice. I could either quit my job or face the problem head on and push past it. In the end, I pushed past it, and through prayer and persistence, I continued to fight the stresses and pressures of anxiety until the point now I just love my job. One of my closest friends had been suffering also from anxiety and depression for a number of years. And 6 months ago, I was sitting with her at youth, and I felt God say to me, just pray for her. And usually I'm not one to go out and just ask, you know, can I pray for you? But I thought instead of ignoring God, I would take this step of faith. And so I asked to pray for her, and I broke off, through the name of Jesus, depression and anxiety, and all seemed fine. A couple of weeks later, I was talking to her youth, and she, with great joy, she said to me she hadn't felt any anxiety or depression since I prayed for her. And now, 6 months on, there's still no signs, which is just awesome. So after having this small exposure to anxiety myself and seeing how bad it is, I had a desire in myself to pray and seek healing departure of anxiety for those suffering worse than I'd faced, my personal experiences. This had sparked a new hope for future for myself, as I am excited to see how God can use me, spread the word of God and bring healing to those in need. In all these instances, I've stepped out of my comfort zone through boldness and persistence to push past the boundaries I thought were holding me back. I prayed through each, spoke to people I trusted, and seek God's guidance through each trial. I've learned from these experiences, and they'll benefit me for my future, as I no longer have to fear and step out I can just step out and be bold in my faith for God. As it says in Luke 11:33, no one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden or under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand so that those who are in the room may see the light. Likewise, I'm not going to have my faith hidden away from the world, but I'm going to let it shine. Thank you.
Can you all hear me all right? How's everyone going? So I have an opportunity to share with you guys tonight, which is really cool. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity, but a bit nervous, obviously, so bear with me. But after seeking God, I'm certain that what I've heard from Him is from Him, and it's going to be good. My message is simple. We all have gifts. Use them. Now, to be more specific, this is exactly what God said to me. Sweet. I want you to encourage everyone that I want more for their lives. I want more from them so I may use them in their fullness that I have planned for them. I've given each and every one of you particular gifts, which brings me joy to see so much of you using. But that's not enough. I have so much more for you, and if you're willing for me to use you, especially in your weakness. So there is a challenge in that, but let me come back to that. What are you good at? Anyone? What are you good at, Sky? It's not easy, is it? It's not easy to put your hand up and say, well, I'm good at this, or I'm good at that. But we all know that we are uniquely gifted and skilled at something, don't we? Well, you should, because you are. And God's word says you are. I have a couple of scriptures which are specifically about what I mean. And I'm just going to read out the highlighted bits. So in Corinthians, can everyone say that all right? If not, I'm going to read it out anyway. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. In Romans 12:6-8, it says, in His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, teach well. If your gifts are to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you the leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. And finally, in 1 Peter 4:10-11, each of you has received a gift to use to serve others. Be good servants of God's various gifts of grace. So feel free to jot down these scriptures if you want to go through them in your own time. But I honestly can't think of a more exciting concept than having received gifts and abilities from God to use at our disposal. But as you can see from the parts that I read out, God clearly says that He has given each of us unique gifts and wants us to use them to bring glory to His kingdom. And what are some of these gifts? There's a few there. We've been given gifts in the Spirit, in faith, in healing, prophecy, proclamation, teaching, administration, reconciliation, compassion, self-sacrificing, and charity, to name a few. Some are good at pastoral skills and public speaking, intelligence, leadership, with great business management skills, and there's seriously so much more. There's also like eternal life and all the provisions that He's given us. But all of these things have been given to us for a reason, to help us grow the kingdom of God, and to use these gifts to bring glory to Him and give our own lives a purpose. For me personally, God has given me great patience and a heart for those in need. I'm persistent and always work hard to see things through. I can eat like a horse, or a pig, according to my mum. These things are some of my strengths that God has given to me, and it's up to me to use them. And I have been able to use them overseas in PNG and amongst friendship groups. But is that enough? Well, that brings me to my second part of what God said to me. It's not enough for us to use these gifts that God has given us. He wants more. Don't get me wrong, God is pleased that we use them when we do, and that is the reason he's given it to us. But he said to me, he has so much more for you and I if we rely on him and put ourselves and make ourselves available. We've all heard it all before. Let go of what we want and give it to God and allow him to use us. Allow him to take control of our lives. In 2 Corinthians 12:9 it says, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest in me." Paul is saying to the Corinthians, how awesome is it that I suck at things? And God not only wants to use me, but use me in these very things that I suck at. The Bible has heaps of examples of people's demises and imperfections where he uses them anyway. And in some times uses them in those weaknesses. Abram and his wife were very old and too old to have kids. Joseph was abused growing up. Moses had terrible speaking ability and had a stutter. Jeremiah and Timothy were too young to accomplish what they did. All these examples just depict the awesome power and grace of our amazing God. But although we are weak, in order for God to use us fully, we need to remember that we are righteous too. And in Romans it says, we're made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true to everyone who believes in him, no matter who you are. So even though we're not perfect and we've made mistakes, have shown our weaknesses, we are righteous. And if we can understand that, then it makes it a heck of a lot easier to make ourselves available to be used by God. I'm not sure if you realise this, but I'm not great at speaking in public and a man of very few words at the best of times. But sometimes I can hardly even be heard at our life groups, with our little small groups, but God challenged me to allow him to use me and bring forward a message today. And I don't think I'm equipped with the right kind of stuff for sharing with the church, but I just don't know how God is going to use this message to speak into someone's life. And so I'm going to be obedient and in faith share what I've been talking to God about. So, one question you might be asking yourself right now is, how? How do I let God use me in my weaknesses? Well, I think that we need to make ourselves fat. we need to get a little fat into our lives. And what do I mean when I say fat, you might ask? Well, I mean faithful, available, and teachable, of course. And by the way, there's photos of the people on the other slide. They weren't necessarily fat. What they were doing might make them fat in the future. That's just to point that out. step out in our faiths and back ourselves that what we have heard from God is from God. This one is one of the most difficult things to do, I know. But as Graham and Nick and a couple of others have told me, if it lines up with Scripture and it comes to you first, then it's probably from God. Then the things that come afterwards are doubts and just things that the enemy is trying to put in there to distract you from what God's saying. Making ourselves available is not easy either. None of it is easy. It's not meant to be. But what does making ourselves available look like? Giving up time that sorry, giving up time that you would spend on your news feed, getting a different kind of feed, a spiritual feed, by reading the Word, and just taking away other things that might be in the way of you hearing from God. In Matthew 16:24, Jesus says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me." Recently, I found a really useful way to do this is a button on my phone, which is a little moon symbol, which takes away all notifications and everything, and takes away all the distractions. And I find if I use that for an hour or so whenever I'm reading my Bible, it just makes it so much easier. But also, literally just saying to God when you're talking to him, "I'm available and I commit myself to you, Lord." This means also seeing people as God sees them too, wanting to reach out to them and love each other, and finally teachable, not being too proud to learn something from God or others. Often God will use other people to speak to us, not just those that are above us, but like the friends around us or someone we wouldn't expect. But not only that, by exploring his word and listening to him, we make ourselves available and we're opening ourselves up to be taught in the best way possible. So I want to come back to what God said to me. "I want you to encourage everyone that I want more for their lives. I want more of them so I may use them in their fullness that I have planned for them. I've given each and every one of you particular gifts to bring me joy, that brings me joy to see so much of you using. But that's not enough. I have so much more for you, and if you're willing for me to use you, especially in your weaknesses." So what I want you to take away from today is God is pleased with us for using the gifts and the way that we're using them to minister into people's lives. But he wants us to keep using them and grow stronger in them, keep practicing. But he actually has in store for us so much more. It doesn't matter that we aren't perfect and fall short. He just wants us to get uncomfortable and give him a go. Let him minister into our lives and use us to do his will. God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. It's not about our abilities, it's about our availabilities. Thanks.